And here's a new voice for Sounds Irish, Aidy Quinn. And he's telling us all about Loch Sheelan. Loch Sheelan is a beautiful lake in County Cavan.
Farewell to Ireland, a long farewell. My bitter anguish no tongue can tell. For I must sail across the ocean wide, from my cottage home by Loch Sheelan's side. It was at the dance on the village green, I met young Eileen, my own Colleen. I took young Eileen, my fond young bride, to my cottage home by Loch Sheelan's side. Well, our good dreams were too good to last. The landlord came our home to blast, and he no mercy on us did show, as he turned us out in the blinding snow, with no one opening a door. In case that vengeance on them might fall, was there she fainted, was there she died, as the snow fell fast by Loch Sheelan's side. Churchyard low, where in the springtime the daisies grow, sad tears were shed for my fond young bride, who's sleeping now by Loch Sheelan's side. So farewell to Ireland and Eileen too. My ship is ready, I bid adieu. For I must sail across the ocean wide, from my cottage home by Loch Sheelan's side. From my cottage home by Loch Sheelan's side.
Nach will shin gohunthoch er fod. That wasn't that beautiful altogether. That was Aidy Quinn and My Home by Loch Sheelan's Side. Here we're having a track from Andy Cooney. Oh, by the way, if your name is Catherine Maguire, Andy Cooney singing a song just for you.
Was down by the hill above, where we walked hand in hand. A gentle breeze was in the air as we strolled along the strand. You sang to me so sweetly, your voice so soft and clear. I felt all of Dublin City all around me disappear. Catherine McGraw, you are beyond compare. Eyes so blue, your skin so fair, your long and growing hair. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name until the stars fall from the skies. I'll love you just the same. Now the days turn into weeks, and the months turn into years. You still sing to me so sweetly, and your voice still sounding clear. When I think of all we've been through, you're still right here by my side. I love you more today than when first your hand touched mine. Kathleen McGraw, you are beyond compare. I simply, your skin so fair, your long and flowing hair. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name until the stars fall from the skies. I'll love you just the same. Kathleen McGraw, you are beyond compare. Eyes so blue, your skin so fair, your long and flowing hair. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name until the stars fall from the sky. I'll love you just the same. Please whisper that you love me and gently speak my name until the stars fall from the sky. I'll love you just the same.
Now, some time ago, I got two nice albums from John Kelly of Knock in County Mayo. John has a nice voice, rather reminiscent in my book of Larry Cunningham at times, and he's singing a song that, well, it covers a little tour of Ireland, does it not? Have a listen to this lovely song of Ireland from John Kelly.
So many miles I've travelled from Cork to Innisfree, singing all those country songs like they do in Tennessee. 'Cause in my heart I love these songs, but on the other hand, down deep inside I love to sing a song of Ireland. Forget about those honky-tonks or Nashville's music row. Let's sing about the things back home, the place we really know. Such beauty here to capture, and so many come to knock, from around the county Galway and the city of New York. So be proud of dear old Ireland, let us praise it with a song. Let's be proud of this old country, it's the place that we belong. And no matter where we wander, and no matter where we roam, let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home. I've been to California, walked the streets of Hollywood. I've even seen the footprints there where so many big stars stood. They to me just don't compare with the beauty that we know, like the famous Ring of Kerry or the hills of my Mayo. So be proud of dear old Ireland, let us praise it with a song. Let's be proud of this old country, it's the place where we belong. And no matter where we wander, and no matter where we roam, let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home. Let us sing of dear old Ireland, 'cause this country is our home.
Yes, John, I echo those sentiments entirely. Let's sing about dear Ireland, for this country is our home. Now, here's a bit of nonsense. Did you see the movie? I'm sure you did, because everybody in the world did. They saw the movie The Quiet Man with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. No, you're not getting the Isle of Inishree. That'll do for another week, right? Curb your impetuosity. But we're having a bit of fun here from Maureen O'Hara. Right, Maureen sings the song. It's not in The Quiet Man, as far as I'm aware, it's not. But here she's having a bit of fun telling us about this guy who had a wife, and she frightened the devil himself.
There was a wee man from Ballytown Bray, right full tight, full titty, full day. There was a wee man from Ballytown Bray, and his wife was the pest and the plague of his day. With your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day. Now this wee man went for a walk in the glen, right full tight, full titty, full day. Now this wee man went for a walk in the glen, and he met the old devil, said, "Lo there and then, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day." "Wee man," said the devil, "I've come for your wife, right full tight, full titty, full day." "Wee man," said the devil, "I've come for your wife, for I know she's the pest and the plague of your life, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day." And when at last they did reach Hell's Gates, right full tight, full titty, full day. And when at last they did reach Hell's Gates, he drew her in with a slap on her face, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day. There were two little devils there tied up in chains, right full tight, full titty, full day. There were two little devils there tied up in chains, and up she got and she knocked out their brains, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day. Some more little devils were playing at ball, right full tight, full titty, full day. Some more little devils were playing at ball, and what did she do but she knocked out them all, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day. So the divil he hoisted her up on his back, right full tight, full titty, full day. So the divil he hoisted her up on his back. They were 7 years coming, 9 days going back, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tight, full titty, full day. "Wee man," said the divil, "is your wife safe and well, right full tight, full titty, full day. Wee man," said the divil, "is your wife safe and well, for she wouldn't be kept, not even in hell, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tightful tittyful day." Now I've been a divil the most of me life, rightful tightful tittyful day. Now I've been a divil the most of me life, but I ne'er was in hell till I met with your wife, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tightful tittyful day. So it's true that the women are worse than the men, rightful tightful tittyful day. So it's true that the women are worse than the men. They go down to hell, they get kicked out again, with your rightful la, tightful la, rightful tightful tittyful day.
Now, come on, it's only a bit of fun, don't take it too seriously, and it comes apparently by the sound of it from an old 78 yonks ago. But it's a bit of fun, as I say, Maureen O'Hara. But last week, yes, it was last week, I was given the present of a box set of Irish show band tracks. Now, you've heard me talk about the show bands before, so I won't bore you with it now. But there are some wonderful tracks on it, and there's some not-so-wonderful tracks on it as well. But here's one that I thought we could fit into Sounds Irish. It's called An Exile's Dream, and it's from Jerry Black.
When your heart's breaking up and you're crying, while breathing a cold foreign air, and just when your home is so far, far away, a little dreaming and you can be there. You can dream Shannon and Galway, the wild cliffs of Mohill, and the blue waters tossing beneath. You can stand in the vale of the Volga, or in any of Antrim's nine glens. So strong and so sweet is the memory of Ireland, with a dream it can be journey's end. When your heart's breaking up and you're crying, while breathing a cold foreign air, and just when your home is so far, far away, a little dreaming and you can be there. You can wander to Wexford or Sligo, to Cork, Inishowen, or Kildare. For so strong and so sweet is the memory of Ireland, a little dreaming and you can be there.
Jerry Black and An Exile's Dream. Now, I'm playing a Tony Kenny track for you because I don't believe I play enough Tony Kenny, a wonderful singer, and he does this particular song, which, again, when I played it before, I thought it wasn't an Irish song. I actually think it might be a Scottish song, but Tony Kenny is one of the best Irish singers around and has been for quite some time. Started with a show band. Here we're back with show bands again. Started with a show band and then moved on to do solo work. No, he did some show work. He did some very good show work. And then he does some solo and still does. He's telling us all about Pat Murphy's Meadow. I think this is a Scottish song.
When the autumn days are here again, and the night winds chilly blow, the woodlands turn to golden hue, and the harvest moon's aglow, to hear again of days long past, to come no more, I know. When I mowed Pat Murphy's meadow in the sunny long ago, I see again the ocean and the distant sails afar, as the maiden in the meadow strikes up dark Lochnagar. There was music soft and tender in the winds that whispered low,
when I mowed at Murphy's Meadow in the sunny long ago. Where are those happy boys and girls that dance the gay quadrille, or the singer that warbles sweetly the burning granite mill, to hear again at sunset where sweet Afton waters flow, when I mowed at Murphy's Meadow in the sunny long ago. Those days are golden memories, like the snows of yesteryear. And when evening shades are falling, all alone I shed a tear. On my cheek I feel the soft touch of the wind that whispered low, when I mowed at Murphy's Meadow in the sunny long ago. When I mowed at Murphy's Meadow in the sunny long ago.
The very talented Tony Kenny then, a wonderful song, When I Mowed Pat Murphy's Meadow. Agus anois Aurán Oscailge, and now a song in Irish. Last week, or was it the week before, I played Maria McCool, and I said I'd like to hear more of that young lady, and I got this track sent to me during the week. It's a song entitled Tráthnóna Bog Rare. A soft evening last night is the literal translation, but she has a wonderful voice. And if ever there was a song that conjured up a sort of an Irish idiom, an Irish feel, it's this one. Don't worry about the language. She sings it beautifully, Oscailge, in Irish. Maria McCool, Tráthnóna Bog Rare.
Thank you.
Nach will shin gholing erfod. That was absolutely wonderful. That was Maria McCool, and I've got to get my hands on an album of Maria McCool because I've only got a couple of tracks. Tronona Bog a Rare was the name of that particular track. And you see what I mean by the sort of Irish feel about it. Here's another lady that I have the pleasure with working with even today. Her name is, I don't think we've had her on the program before. Her name is Rebecca Winkworth. And she has been singing since she was about 9 years old, I think. But I do a lot of church work with her, and she sings a lot at funerals and weddings and the like. Although she sings professionally all over the place and sings all sorts and types and genre of music. Here, Rebecca Winkworth is singing for us the one we all know so well, the Star of the County Down.
On a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled, she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two bare feet to the crown of her nut brown hair. Such a winsome mouth, I was ashamed of myself, but you see, I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down. She onward stepped, sure I shook my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says to me, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Key, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county. dum-dee-da. She'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I smoke, no horse I yoke, till my plow is a rust colored brown. Till it's smiling bright by my old fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Well, that's one very talented lady there, Rebecca Winkworth, and her interpretation of The Star of the County Down. And I love the piano bits in the middle there. Mind you, I'm taking the pianos. You all know that by now. Now here's another track from that lovely album by Mick Maloney, McNally's Row of Flats. And this is a lovely album because he sings it nice and quietly and the backing is gorgeous. It's typical sort of New Yorky Irish, but nevertheless, it's lovely. And it's entitled The Old Boss Barney.
There's a quiet little room at the back of the saloon that stands on the top of Cherry Hill, where men from tenements hold lengthy arguments on everything besides the liquor bills. The owner of the place has a Connemara face, a leader, do you hear me, through and through. When he comes in through the door, we all bow to the floor, saying, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" And it's, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do? Is there anything that we can do for you? Come tell us of your plan, we're with you to a man. Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" A dude in the war, and he's perfectly adored by those in the front and in the rear. To his constituents he speaks with eloquence so flowingly beside a keg of beer. For the county and the state he's the maker of the slate, a leader, do you hear me, through and through. Sure, the rank and the file, they all greet him with a smile, saying, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" Then it's, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do? Is there anything that we can do for you? Come tell us of your plan, we're with you to a man. Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" Around election time, all from the top of Cherry Hill. Sure, it's, he could colonize and really paralyze the party that would vote against his will. No office would he take, but let him take a rake of Boodle, do you hear me, through and through. Sure, he's in, never out, and that's why the people shout, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" And it's, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do? Is there anything that we can do for you? Come tell us of your plan, we're with you to a man. Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?"
I said about our next singer, Ronan Tynan, that I think he's one of the best singers ever to come out of Ireland. Unfortunately, he has come out of Ireland because he no longer lives here, and I'm not quite sure when he last appeared here professionally. But he has a wonderful voice, and I could listen to the man singing all day. I don't think he's recorded a lot of material, but I'll be looking into that in the next couple of weeks, because I shall be revamping my CD collection. Ronan Tynan, I played this version of this song way back in the day when we started Sounds Irish, a long time ago. Just let's leave it at that. But I've enjoyed myself for every program ever since. And this is Ronan Tynan's interpretation of the song My Wild Irish Rose. And it's one of the versions that they actually sing the verse, because usually you just hear the chorus over and over again. Here's Ronan Tynan, and I really hope you enjoy it, because I'm going to. My Wild Irish Rose.
If you listen, I sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead, yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of the roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say, but I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Lances are shy whene'er I pass by the bar where my true love grows, and my one wish has been but none can compare with my wildest.